My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we should mention, if you haven't heard, the Texans gave an extension to Davis Mills today. 1 year, $5 million for next season, for 2025. So Davis Mills will be the backup quarterback for this football team for the next couple of years at least. And we'll break that down for you. We'll talk about it with the guys when they come in for the toss. Reggie Atatula and John Lopez. John Lopez, who has to pay off on his debt today to me with the Notre Dame victory over Texas A&M. You will be watching Lopez on YouTube and Twitch doing the show with a gold Notre Dame-ish helmet on, and he will have to sing the fight song during the toss. Brutal, brutal bet for him. Sorry, John. So let's get to this. Power ranking, the power rankings heading into the season. This is so much more fun now that the Texans aren't 29th, 30th, 30th, 29th, and 32nd in the five big power rankings. Instead, the worst they are among the five big power rankings out there heading into the season, the worst is ESPN.com, which has them 10th. Everybody else has them in the inside of the top 10. They are 10th in ESPN, and Seth, here's what they say. Texans had a busy offseason, added plenty of support for C.J. Stroud, including Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon. They are legitimate AFC South favorites. So ESPN.com still has Cleveland, Miami, Cincinnati, Baltimore, the Jets, and the Chiefs all ahead of the Texans in the AFC right now. I think that's six teams I counted.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's look. I six teams. Okay.
Yeah, six AFC teams ahead of them.
Six AFC teams.
Yeah.
Right. I look. For one, the AFC is stacked.
Yeah.
The other part of it too is I think that I try to remove my Homer filter as much as I can. I do think that, without even calling it a sophomore slump or anything, I think that people are hesitant to just go ahead and crown CJ ahead of other quarterbacks who have done it consistently for a much longer period of time.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it. The Texans' schedule, and this is where the... If you're looking at power ranks, the schedule shouldn't matter. It's just a matter of, okay, well, this team, with a power ranking, you're not predicting what their schedule is going to be at the end of the year, just how good is this team.
How good are they, yeah.
But I do think that some people are letting that seep into their ranking of it. They're thinking, like, okay, well, I might like the Texans better than some of these teams, but they don't have as hard a schedule.
Yeah.
So, if you take both these teams and give them the same schedule, maybe the Texans are better than this other team, but the other team's got an easier schedule. So I fault their process in this. I don't think they're running a true power ranking.
Okay.
I think they're more doing the over-under than they are doing the actual power ranking.
Okay, well, that's ESPN. They've got them 10th. And that's the worst of the five. Fourth on the power ranking of the power rankings is SI.com, who has the Texans 9th on their power ranking. Here's what they say. Connor Orr is the writer, by the way, for SI.com. I feel like a broken record at this point, but I'll say it one more time. The Texans are going to compete for the division and, in my mind, just slightly edge out the Colts. I agree with that. However, we need to remind ourselves, just like we did in the Packers blurb, that QB progress is not linear. CJ is going to get the master's course now via OC Bobby Slowick, and he's going to have to elevate his game in a significant way.
Right, right, yeah. So, again, he's not saying that it's a slump necessarily, but you can't just project what was going on towards the end of the last season and say, oh, okay, this is how it's going to be. I think, it is crazy. When people nationally discuss the Texans, they'll almost universally bring up how impressive they were versus the Browns, one of the best defenses in the league,
yeah,
and yet kind of just glide right on by the Ravens game,
yep,
where it was very apparent that the Texans were just not in the same caliber or class of team, the team that they put on the field that day. But I don't think that you would look at that game and say that C.J. Stroud was the problem, right, you know? So the big question is just exactly how much did the improvements in the offseason really help? Free agency is dicey in the NFL. The interior offensive line is still a big question mark for the Texans. And I think there's still a gap there in terms of the Texans having to prove on the field that they belong in the same caliber of conversation as teams like the Ravens, the Bills, the 2023 Bills,
yeah,
and the current Chiefs.
Yep.
So it's not about C.J. Stroud. That's who ends up getting talked about, but it's really everything else around him. Like, okay, does a healthy Tank Dell, does the addition of Stephon Diggs, does Joe Mixon, do they make that much of a difference? And then, very critically, the interior offense.
Yes, line. Health on the offensive line, specifically the interior, and them playing well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Number three on the power ranking of the power rankings is CBSSports.com. Pete Briscoe has the Texans 8th, and here's what he says. They had an outstanding offseason, adding players to go with C.J. Stroud and company. Now comes the tough part, dealing with being the hunted. Are you buying into the dealing with being the hunted part, Seth?
D'Amico the other day shot that down with great fury.
Yes.
Or as furious as D'Amico ever gets about anything.
Yes.
with great fury by basically calmly and casually saying he doesn't buy into the, hey, we're the hunted. Every week everybody's hunted. I do think that you can catch teams sleeping, not to the degree that you can in college. College, it's extreme, but in the NFL, it's a long season and you do catch teams sleeping every now and then. I do buy into that a little bit. I think that There's been a whole lot of however much extra film study teams have spent in the offseason. You know, do they spend an extra afternoon or two on the Texans where maybe last year they wouldn't have?
Yeah.
Then I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. All right, second on the power ranking of the power rankings is NFL.com. Eric Edholm has the Texans 7th. In his power ranking, says this: I've been gently warning people that Houston might not quite, in italics, be ready for prime time, even if it's hard not to love the direction of the franchise resetting in such a quick fashion. The 2023 season was an unquestioned success, ushering in the Stroud and Ryan's era in exceptional fashion and setting this team up for success. But I've also argued that we sort of guaranteed the Jags the same thing last offseason, and they fell from their 8-3 perch during last season to 9-8. The same could happen with the Texans, who faced one of the easier schedules last year, which included some bad losses, Carolina, the Jets, the Falcons, a year ago, and now have one of the tougher slates in 2024. I'm not saying Houston is suddenly a bad team. I am saying that going 9-8 and missing the playoffs is not out of the picture, which is 1,000% true.
Edholm put his cojones on the table a little bit more with one of the other decisions he made in this power rankings, was to put the Bills 8th. And I think that the Bills this year feel different in a lot of ways, but there's some similarities to, I think, the way that people were talking about the Jaguars last year. I didn't quite understand how excited people were about the Jaguars based on one late season surge and playoff performance that I didn't feel like it was as much for real as everybody else did.
Yeah.
With the Bills, I feel like people are kind of just whistling past the graveyard in a lot of ways. And the fact that the Bills, they made all the discussion about the Stephon Diggs stuff without also acknowledging that, okay, he did lose a very good wide receiver, and the team they didn't even tread water. They lost good free agents and couldn't really do anything to bring anybody in. And they didn't have a first-round draft pick. Like, there was a lot going on with the Bills that looks like a team that, man, they missed their window.
Yeah, yeah.
And that this is, the Bills' own GM is trying to phrase this year as everything but a reset, while basically saying this is a reset year. The GM himself, when I've heard him talk, sounds a lot like a guy that's saying, like, sometimes you got to take a step backwards to take two steps forward.
Yeah. Week five, man. We'll find out. The Texans will get to see what the Bills have for them, see what the test is like.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, last one, number one, power ranking of the power rankings. The Athletic, subsidiary of the New York Times. They have the Texans.
Aren't you so sophisticated, Sean?
NYTimes.com. I'm looking at it right there. Number four, they've got them fourth, the Texans. Only teams ahead of the Texans in this power rankings. Ravens at three, Lions at two, Chiefs at one. Chiefs are one in every power ranking. Preseason vibes is the category for The Athletic, and they say too good? Question mark? The hype in Houston is so high, the Texans are entering a dangerous area where nothing short of a Super Bowl appearance will meet expectations, and it's not just media-driven. Stroud is already eighth in Mike Sando's quarterback tiers. BetMGM lists the Texans as the betting favorite in the AFC South. 8 in Super Bowl championship odds. Stephon Diggs returns to form. Maybe Houston can pay off all this promise. This is where somebody writing outside the market, I don't know necessarily, has his fingers on the pulse of this city. I don't think that the city is in, like, if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, this season's a failure. To me, it's the AFC title game. That's to me. Like, if they make it to the AFC title game and lose in a conventional fashion, not a they blew the game kind of fashion, I think even if they made it to the AFC title game and lost the way they lost to the Ravens last year, but it's in the AFC title game, I think the season will be viewed as a success by most people.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think advance into the AFC title game, right, for one, for the franchise, yeah, would be a first.
Yeah.
And it would feel like they're still on the upswing.
Yes.
It still feels like they have enough young, good talent. I think the one team, and this is consistent with the offseason and with these power rankings here, Packers fans are getting more and more upset about the fact that they are the younger sibling to the Texans in all of these rankings. Almost every one of them, the Texans are one or two slots above the Packers, and they're saying, hey, Jordan Love had a really promising year last. Come on.
Yeah.
What the heck, man? And I get it. If I were a Packers fan, I'd probably be feeling that same way. I think if you take it away from the quarterbacks, don't even have a discussion about Jordan Love, who, by the way, like, C.J. Stroud had a very people will point out, like, hey, look, Jordan Love was statistically the same as C.J. Stroud in a lot of ways. Which he wasn't, because he didn't do it as consistently. But also, right, he's a guy who's been in the NFL for a few years already.
That's right.
Like, you shouldn't treat him like he's a rookie entering the NFL. But then also, the Packers perennially and consistently have been let down by their defense, and they didn't have a good defense last year.
Yeah.
The Texans made improvements on defense and then went out in the offseason and did some impressive things to make it better still. So I think that there's very valid reasons that the Texans are a notch or two above the Packers in all of these
things. Again, you know, like, they play so many of these teams. We'll find out in week 7. The Texans go up to Green Bay. Like, that's the thing. Like, in these power rankings, the Texans are in a strata right now where they play literally like six or seven of the teams that are right around them in these things. So we'll find out in Green Bay in week seven. All right. We'll circle back to Nick Caserio here in the next segment. Seth had a couple really interesting questions for him towards the end of the interview. When did you know C.J. Stroud was that dude? And have you and D'Amico, the communication, have you guys had any impasses at any point along the way here where you've really vehemently disagreed on anything? I thought there were some interesting nuggets in these answers here, and we'll get to that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.